Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is so sudden, so soon. But He's thought of everything, and He's put things in motion to reap as many people as possible. He loves His people. The fullness of the Gentiles will come in. When one thing won't work, the Lord uses countermeasures. Sometimes people are not in a position that God can use them, just like we talked about yesterday. Sometimes people's focus has gotten off track. And the Lord has to build on a solid foundation. See, we bear fruit after our type. After our kind. Whoever we look to, that's who we'll be like. Parents that raise good children, they are good parents. Jesus said, a tree is known by its fruit, the kind of fruit it bear, or the kind of fruit it don't bear. You'll know that's the type of tree it is. A bad tree cannot produce good fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. When we follow God and do it His way, we can't help but produce good fruit that will last. People that look to the Lord produce fruit. The congregation of the pastors that look to the Lord produce the same type of fruit. It's not personal. When whatever people do, that's what they put in motion. The word that we live, that's what we give God, and He can bless it. And He can produce fruit by us. If we're faithful, we produce faithful fruit. If we're lazy, we produce lazy fruit. If we are diligent, we produce diligent fruit. Now, people have their own mind, that's true. And they can do things according to their will. Some people have the ability to break through. When things are not right, they'll look to the Lord and break through. These are the kind of people that God can start a revival with. Most of the time, a revival is started by one person. Not organizations, as wonderful as they are. God can use an organization to continue or protect a revival, or even start one, but most of the revival started through one praying person that followed God. Following God is the key. Following God helps you rise above what are the limitations of others. The limitations have always been a lie. Limitations are not true. When you follow God, you have to rise. You rise above. You rise to the occasion. When you follow God, He will cause you to rise to the necessary occasion. And you'll be able to put something in motion that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do. He'll give you the wisdom, insight, courage, bravery, everything, all the elements you need to make sober decisions, to go forward, to help people go forward, to see things that others don't, to be trained by the Holy Spirit. And he'll guide you to that specific location where people will hear and they will want the word and they will do the word. When you follow God, it may be out of the realm of convenience to some, but it will work. Your work will be greatly appreciated. You can break the chains of darkness, the strongholds of Satan, and gather out the fruit that were trapped. And I study missionaries that go places and they follow God and they do things. And they come out victorious. And in my own life, the places that I was, that I lived in, places that I had to be, I had victory when I applied the word. And I realized anybody can do this if they will. But I was a student to the Lord. I was a student to the Holy Spirit. I was a student to the people that He used to train me. And I love Him. I thank God for everything that He helped me understand, everything He helped me do. Everything that I did in His name that worked, I thank God for it. No man can stop the progress of God in your life. If you follow God, you will go forward. It may not be what people will expect. People may not believe it. People may ridicule it. They may talk about it. They may just doubt it silently. And you can detect when people doubt against what you're doing. But rise above anyway. Do the vision anyway. Seek the Lord anyway. Continue the process anyway. It's worth it because others are dependent on you that can't help themselves. And I've known people people judge things before they get the facts. Revelation of God is not always appreciated among His people. Sometime before I learn one thing, I learn several other things to prepare me for what God is showing me. So when I go and tell somebody what God said do, it'll sound weird without the other revelation. So you can't always depend on people to understand what you're doing. But you can always follow Him, and you can always go forward yourself. You can always seek the Lord. You can always do what He said do. You can always continue the process, and you don't have to jump the hoops of men. You don't have to do what others are doing. You have to follow the path that God gives you personally. And the way it is, according to Zechariah, everybody's supposed to look to the Lord. Everybody's supposed to be following the perfect plan that God has given just for them. See, God, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the He supplies our anointing. The anointing and a gift are two different things. Our spiritual gifts are tools. Those are our tools. Healing that's a tool. But when God tells you to do something, that's where you're anointed to do it. The anointing comes in the instruction. And the impossible instructions that God gives you, that's your anointing. And then you have tools to help you do it. Gifts. They're gifts because God gave them to us. We didn't pay for them. We didn't earn it. We were faithful and God gave it to us. We were bearing fruit and He put things in motion so we could bear more fruit. They're gifts. With gifts, we should be wise. If God saw fit to give it to us, we should carry it correctly. If we are anointed to do something, we should be doing that. We shouldn't be wasting time burying in our gifts and hiding it because of the persuasions of other people. You have to rise above. When people say no, you have to say yes to what God said to you. But when people are distracted, there's nothing you can do about the will of others. But you can shed light on the situation hopefully they'll wake up and follow you and follow God. And if they follow you, they'll follow you as you follow the Lord, and they'll get their own journey to follow God. My pastor said, when they build a ship at dry dock, once it start moving, they can steer it the way they want it to go. When you start doing good, doing something, you're putting something in God's hands to bless you with. And God can use you. And He can use what you're doing right and steer you where He wants you to really be. With everything that He gives you to do, you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to the move of the Holy Spirit. If you pay attention, you can do things you normally couldn't do. But if you don't pay attention, you won't be able to follow God. You have to hear God out. Everything that the Lord say is very important for you to do your impossible work. See, God, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you on what to do, what to learn. He will open up scriptures for you. And He'll put the Word of God together, and you'll see things you normally wouldn't see. Stay in the love of God. Always follow the peace. If you disconnect from the love of God, the whole thing's not going to work right. Stay away from the detours, such as pride, greed, lust, fear, anxiety. Still, when you fill your heart with the Word of God, you will drive out the demons of anxiety, the demons of depression, and then you will overcome the witchcraft of others, the opposition. See, stubbornness is the same as witchcraft and idolatry. It's wrong. When people are stubborn against God's will, you don't have to join them. When they don't see what you see, you don't have to join their opinions. You don't have to follow their lies. And sincere people, they'll think that they're right. But God is ultimately right. And God will show you what you can do. Sometimes people may not believe in what you're doing. They may not believe in you personally. And then they'll speak. But God, my friend, knows you, and He believes in His people. Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me?" He said, "Yes." "Feed my sheep." And it's hard to feed God's sheep sometimes, but God is going to be with you to help you feed His sheep. He told me the same thing. He gave me a vision and said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." Now, how could I remember a vision that happened in like 1989 and I'm still taking it serious? And I run into all forms of opposition. And when I cry out to the Lord, He showed me what to do. And I'm still doing what He said do since 1989. Some of you may have been born that year. But God is moving by His Spirit. He gave me an assignment, and I take His assignments serious. And He taught me, and He trained me. He used many wonderful men of God. And some of the ones He used, they didn't follow God to their full potential. But that didn't stop the places that they did get it right. If you're washed in the blood of Jesus, you're going to get something right. A saved person will get something right. They can say something good. They can do some outstanding things. But following God, it requires following on to know the Lord. just like Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3 talked about. If you follow on to know the Lord, not just get saved and happy, but follow on to know the Lord. Be a student of God. Be a student, a continuous student of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will guide you. His rest will be on you. His peace. Live from the contentment of the Holy Spirit. You don't need props and crutches and people to make the difference. Fill your heart with the Word of God and there'll be no void. There'll be no depression. Look at the Lord and use the faith you have. Some people have faith and they don't use it. Apply faith. Apply the knowledge of God in your life. Take back the ground that the enemy has stolen from you. You can't win a race with lead weights on your back. You have to cast off the weights of this world. Every weight and sin that easily besets you. Stop depending on people's opinions. Stop trying to conform to what others are doing. And sometimes it's not even wise to show your opinion. And the Holy Spirit will help you with that. Some people are looking for controversy or arguments and debate. You don't have to join into that. Do what God said do. Sometimes you have to keep what God is doing a secret against from the people who like to do things like that. People who love to speak doubt. I never tell people of doubt what I'm going to do. And you don't want to tell a witch what you're doing. They'll try to interfere, and God will have to judge them. Some people hate the plan of God. That's just how they are. And they're stubborn and hard-headed. If I talk about the things that God talked about me, that God talked to me about, it's because I trust that person. And I ask the Lord, is it okay first? Because he told me not to walk by sight with his people. I don't know what people can handle, what they can do. I ask the Lord to show me what I should do. And you know, if I want to talk to somebody about what God showed me, I learn to ask, is it okay? And if the Lord give me approval, I speak. If I'm not sure, I don't. But people who, sometimes you can help people with the information you have. And when that's the case, I trust that person, and the Lord gives approval. I share what God said to me. That blessed me. Revelation can help people. Your revelation that God has given you can help people. And people need to know and see the things of God. Encouragement comes in every form. Everything that's of God is good. And we have an obligation here to be a blessing as much as possible. I want to see people flourish in the things of God and go forward. I want to see people do well and not poorly. That's what God is all about. God is, he's helping people live. He's helping us go forward. He wants us to know him. Our potential is too magnificent to sit on the sidelines wishing for something that can only be produced by obeying God. It's not by might or power. It's by his spirit. But people are still struggling to be mighty and powerful in their strength. It's not about our strength, it's his. You can have all the muscles and all the wisdom, but it's the move of the spirit that's going to make today. And God will show you what you can do. and you can be a tremendous blessing. And you can be a disturbance against the wickedness of this world. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.